My name is Anne McLaren. I'm Regional Port Chaplain for Hull and Goole, which is situated in part of the Humber Ports. I'm also Senior Area Regional Chaplain for the northeast of the UK. So that covers really from Berwick-upon-Tweed down to Boston and Lincolnshire and across to Lancashire and Liverpool. I think when the ministry evolved in the 1920s, the life of a seafarer was very different to what it is today. When seafarers came into port, they would spend maybe 3 or 4 days in port while the cargoes were discharged. The centres were more focused on providing accommodation, whereas my experience since being a chaplain in 2008 is increasingly, it's a big time factor as regards seafarers, and most ships that come into our port, certainly in the Humber, unless they're discharging a big cargo like scrap metal or grain, they'll probably be in for less than 12 hours. Container ships will be in for less than 12 hours. So the ministry to seafarers is much more concentrated on ship visiting rather than on centre-based ministry. And that's why Stella Maris, I think, provides a very useful ministry, because not only do we have chaplains going out to visit ships, but we also have a number of volunteer lay ship visitors, and they provide a similar service to us, visiting seafarers, not only looking after their spiritual needs, but also practical needs, shopping, communication. One of the things that we do now, which would have astounded seafarers 100 years ago, was providing MiFi units to seafarers, a form of communication, so that we can take it on board the ship. Lots of people think that seafarers have access to internet on board the ships, but they don't. So we can leave the MiFi unit with them and they can communicate with their families straight away, and that's a very useful part of our ministry. Seafarers throughout the pandemic have been working, and I think their classification as key workers has been very important. Certainly if you're based on the land, not many people have access to even visiting a port or to speaking to seafarers, because we don't have access to that situation at the moment. But what they've been doing is working all the time and bringing us all the goods that we need, so that as regards the supply or the disruption to the supply chain, they've been continuing to do that. Unfortunately, as mentioned, in places like America, where they've had ships waiting to discharge, that sometimes means that they have to stay quite a long time out at sea before they can come into port, because they haven't got the supply chain on land that can support the seafarers working at sea. If something happens, or for example, I had a telephone call about 5 to 7 in the morning from a seafarer who wanted some assistance, but we have a wide network of chaplains in the UK and throughout the world. So if we can't supply immediate assistance to a seafarer, for example, if they're going to sail to a next port, we can contact people in the next port, and that's one of the beauties of Stella Maris. So we're there 24/7, because seafarers' lives aren't 9 to 5, so we have to be there to meet their needs, but that's part of the joy of what we do. A lot of seafarers can spend up to 6 to 9 months away from home, so they don't see their families, they don't have the connection that, say, you would have with your family about going home every day, so they need a lot of spiritual support. And also to remember that, for example, in the UK, because we're an island, if seafarers didn't support the economy in the UK by bringing in all the goods that we need, petrol, fuel, grain, things that are going to be required for Christmas, then, you know, we'd soon recognise the role of seafarers. But sometimes it's, I think, out of sight is out of mind. And what we need to bring is that they remember us as supporting the Ministry of Seafarers and also bringing them into the sight of the population.
I am Martin Foley. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Stella Maris, and we've gathered here in Southwark to celebrate a mass to mark the end of our centenary year. Stella Maris was founded in Glasgow in 1920, and it now spans over 50 countries globally in 300 ports around the world. At present, here in the UK and overseas, there is significant disruption to supply chains, and perhaps that's making us more aware of our dependence upon supply chains, and in particular on the work of seafarers. Inevitably, seafarers are affected by supply chain disruption, but during the pandemic, seafarers have had to put up with a lot of disruption. So the disruption that seafarers have experienced is not a recent phenomenon. At the height of the pandemic, there were 400,000 seafarers stranded at sea, unable to get home. That number has now reduced by, I would say, approximately 50%. But they're still experiencing disruption to their lives. So some of the disruption that we are now experiencing in our supply chains in terms of provision of fuel and food is something that seafarers have had to put up with for 18 months. So if this makes us more aware of the value of seafarers, that they are key workers, bringing to our shores 90% of everything that we consume, then that in one way is a good thing. On an average year, and the past year has not been an average year, but we would visit around 10,000 ships per annum here in the UK. Globally, we would estimate we visit over 70,000 ships. And if you take the average crew size, say something around 10, you do the maths, and that works out at approximately 100,000 seafarers per annum that we support. There are two ways in which I would invite people to support Stella Maris. First of all, by praying for our mission, praying for seafarers, fishers, and their families, particularly at this time when they're facing enormous pressures, particularly financial pressures, to pray for our chaplains, our ship visitors, and all those associated with Stella Maris here and around the world. The other way in which people can support Stella Maris is by supporting us financially. We are entirely funded by voluntary donations, so we're very much dependent upon the generosity of people throughout the UK. So I would invite people to give generously to support the mission of Stella Maris. So this is a prayer for seafarers that was given to us by St. John Paul II. Mary, Star of the Sea, Light of every ocean, guide seafarers across all dark and stormy seas, that they may reach the haven of peace and light prepared in Him who calmed the sea. As we set forth upon the oceans of the world and cross the deserts of our time, show us, O Mary, the fruit of your womb, for without your Son we are lost. Pray that we will never fail on life's journey, that in heart and mind, work and deed, in days of turmoil and in days of calm, we will always look to Christ and say, who is this that even wind and sea obey him? Our Lady of Peace, pray for us. Bright Star of the Sea, guide us.